There must be a phone around here somewhere.
Wonderful choice of places to dock a boat, Mr. Robertson. Wonderful.
Again. Not to worry, honey. Happens all the time.
Do you need any help?
Oh, no. You'll only get your hands dirty. Don't you trouble yourself.
The hood didn't release. Can you pull that doohickey again?
Darlings, you have made your mother very proud.
Keep moving on.
Time to kill the thing. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again. Slow down, you never grow old. I'm tired of screwing up, I'm tired of going down, I'm tired of myself, I'm tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long. Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again. She's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road. Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town
again. It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, no food was a-stirring, not even a mouse. Stockings were hung round Dad's neck like a tie, along with a note that said, presents or die. Children were plotting all night in their beds, while the wife's constant whining was splitting his head. But Daddy had money this year in the bank. Then they closed up early. Now Dad's in the tank. And all of a sudden, Santa appeared. A sneer on his face, and booze in his beard. Santa, I said as he laughed merrily, you do so much for others. Do something for me. Bundy, he said, you only sell shoes. Your son is a sneak thief. Your daughter's a flues. Ho, ho, Santa said, should I mention your wife? Her hair's like an A-bomb. Her nail's like a knife. And he climbs up the chimney, that fat piece of dung. He mooned me 2 times. He stuck out his tongue. And I heard him exclaim as he broke wind with glee. You're married with children. You'll never be free. Now, who wants to hear about the red-headed Grinch that stole Uncle Al's life?
There he is. He depressed us.
Yes. Oh, you beast! that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry.
Closer to that which we fear. Since they will not listen or respect our existence, they cannot help but believe our powers when they see their own dead walking round again, brought about by our advancement in such things. As soon as you have enough of the dead recruits, march them on the capitals of the earth. Let nothing stand in your way. Their own dead will be used to make them accept our existence and believe in that fact.
Thank you. one's my friend and will be till the end. But know this much is true, no matter what I do, no matter what I say, offending every way.
Guys from Vegas. Act as witnesses. Chewy,
we've been talking. We need you to go to the Iceman. Get a number.
We're getting a hell of a price on Monroe. We need the Iceman to go for it.
Ask him to lie down for some guy? I don't see it.
Offer him $1 million.
He made $25 million the last time he fought somebody.
We had a fight for that one.
Talk to him.
You got it wrong. You hired me to look after Mendy. I'm looking after him right now. Manny wants a straight fight. It's not the money.
Bullshit. In New York, in Cuba, in Florida, his whole life, it's always about the money. He's got it stashed all over the place. Fucking millions. He's got every fucking nickel he ever made.
With Mendy, it's always about the money.
You guys are way off Manny's radar on this deal. And I don't want to mess it up for him. Manny wants a straight fight to the finish, and that's it. You want the Iceman to dump? You go talk to him. But don't get your hopes up.
Okay, Monroe. Now that this thing is back on, here's the deal. We got a guy in the dispensary who's gonna steal 5 or 10 volumes. Crush him up.
And I got another guy in the commissary. Last meal Iceman eats before he fights. We mix it in. Just enough to slow him down. Fuck him up.
Now he'll still fight. But it won't be the same. That'll be just enough to give you the edge. You got it?
You do that, I'm gonna break you up into pieces. I can take this guy and I don't need no help. You understand that?
Hey, we're just trying to give you a little something extra, man. We got a lot of money on this table.
I may not be a real good guy, but I ain't no chicken shit either. You remember that?
Take him down.
I've paid my dues. Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicked in my face, but I've come through.
And I need to go
on.
My bows.
curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. And I need to go. We are the champions, my friends, and we'll keep on fighting till the end. We are the champions. We are the champions. No time for losing, 'cause we are the champions of the world.
$1,000 for a suit, $200 for a tie, a requisition order for a Ferrari. I don't want to see any more of these blue slips. When am I going to see some arrest slips?
I know that you're getting upset, and I know that you have reason to be upset, but let me tell you something, Chief. I am close. I'm so close now. I'm closer than I've been, and it's making me crazy because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
All I smell is your bullshit. For 6 months, I've been pouring money down a bottomless hole. Where are the bad guys at the end of this rainbow?
Wait a second. Look, I just thought that there was a problem.
Don't think, Axel. It makes my dick itch. The truth is, this apartment's fronted you a fortune. And my ass is on the line. I okayed all this shit. It's been out of my fucking mind to keep letting you talk me into this shit. But I can't pull out till I get some kind of bust or my career is finished. But I promise you, I won't go down alone. I'm gonna give you 3 days. If I don't see some results by then, I'm gonna cover my own ass. How you like that arrangement?
If I only have 3 days to do this, I have to go deep undercover. I'm undercover deep now. This is deep, but I'm going deeper. I don't want no more money or nothing, but I'm going deep, 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 deep undercover. So you sign that for me, and I'm going so deep, sir, you not even know where people gonna try to page me. Axel, and no answer, because I'm gonna be deep undercover.
I'm tired of your bullshit, Foley. You got 3 days. If I don't see some results by then, I'm gonna grind your ass in the dog meat. You got that?
Deal. I have a dog meat ass. Now, could you please sign my authorization for my flash money, please?
Flash money. Just make sure nothing happens to that Ferrari. That's a $50,000 automobile, you know.
Oh, no, no, no. It's $67,000 in fast. It goes from 100 to 150 in like...
Just better make sure nothing happens to it.
Don't worry about a thing. Car is safe. I'm driving the car. No one else will be in the car but me. 24 hours a day, I will be in the car. I will sleep, eat, drink, shit. You thought I was gonna really shit. I won't. Well, I look like shitting in the car. I ain't gonna shit. Don't worry about a thing, though. I am on the job. Don't worry about a thing. I'm on the job.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Stop it.
Stop laughing at me.
Sorry, it's just that we made such a business of you, and it turns out you're nothing more than another cockroach scurrying around, running little roach errands.
In and about that squared circle.
She's both won. Men vying for position here. She's one heck of a distraction, isn't she, Gorilla?
Not to a guy like the Dynamite Kid, who knows what it could mean to win a tournament as prestigious as this one.
Oh, sucker job referee stepping in between both men, trying to break them. Gave the Macho Man the upper hand there. Look out, Dynamite rammed into that top turnbuckle. And that's all it is a turnbuckle. There's no pad there whatsoever. That is a steel just wrapped up with that tape. Oh, Dynamite retaliating with a nice right hand and another one. Dropped the Macho Man down to the canvas. Side headlock now by Dye. And he goes for the ride. Nice quick over the top. Look how quick. What a nice shoulder block.
Wow. That was one collision there, Gorilla.
Looked like a train coming off those ropes. Macho Man down heavy. Dynamite sends him in for the ride again. No, backdrop. Whoa. Did he shoot him up there or did he shoot him up there? I think Randy Savage may have underestimated this boy a little bit. High cross body, but they're into the ropes. Referee will have a time untangling them here.
Look at that cheap shot by Dynamite.
What? Savage didn't want to break the hold. Reversal again. Went for a backdrop of his own, but got caught in the sunset flip. Trying to get the momentum. No, he didn't get it. Macho Man with enough presence of mind to drop right down into that sternum area. And the Dynamite Kid now just...
This match is taking its toll on both men.
Dynamite's in better shape than the Macho Man right now. Oh, I don't know about right now. Macho Man showing us that ring savvy that he possesses. That's the only edge I can really give anybody in this match, yes? Oh, ducked underneath nicely. Oh, they both clotheslined each other.
Wow.
Imagine if they're both counted out here, Jess.
Yeah, then the Junkyard Dog walks in with the title.
He'd be the winner.
Yeah, what a way to win it.
Hey.
Perfect Junkyard Dog manner to win it, too, that way.
Could happen. Count has to stop now because Savage is on his feet. Look at Elizabeth. She is concerned. Macho Man just about able. Usually he goes up there just like a monkey, but he's really taking his time. Oh, what a drop kick! Dynamite getting way up, some 7 feet high. Look at this.
A superplex off the top rope. What is this?
Never seen this. Both men on the top. Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
Oh, look at that. He hooked his leg. He's going to get him.
What a move by the Macho Man. Unbelievable. Let me hear you say it, Gorilla. Unbelievable.
Fantastic move.
Thank you. Down to you, and it is down to me. If you wish her dead, by all means, keep moving forward.
Let me explain.
There's nothing to explain. You're trying to kidnap what I've rightfully stolen.
Perhaps an arrangement can be reached?
There will be no arrangement, and you're killing her.
Well, if there can be no arrangement, then we are at an impasse.
I'm afraid so. I can't compete with you physically, and you're no match for my brains.
You're that smart.
Let me put it this way. Have you ever heard of Plato, Aristotle, Socrates?
Yes.
Morons.
Really? In that case, I challenge you to a battle of wits.
For the princess? To the death? I accept.
Good. Then pour the wine. Inhale this, but do not touch.
I smell nothing.
What you do not smell is called iocane powder. It is odorless, tasteless, dissolves instantly in liquid, and is among the more deadly poisons known to man. Where is the poison? The battle of wits has begun. It ends when you decide and we both drink and find out who is right and who is dead.
But it's so simple. All I have to do is divine from what I know of you. Are you the sort of man who would put the poison into his own goblet or his enemy's? Now, a clever man would put the poison into his own goblet because he would know that only a great fool would reach for what he was given. I'm not a great fool, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of you. But you must have known I was not a great fool. You would have counted on it, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
You've made your decision, then?
Not remotely. Because Iocane comes from Australia, as everyone knows. And Australia is entirely peopled with criminals. And criminals are used to having people not trust them, as you are not trusted by me, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of you.
Truly, you have a dizzying intellect.
Wait till I get going! Where was I?
Australia.
Yes, Australia. And you must have suspected I would have known the powder's origin, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
You're just stalling now.
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you? You've beaten my giant, which means you're exceptionally strong. So you could have put the poison in your own goblet, trusting on your strength to save you, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of you. But you've also bested my Spaniard, which means you must have studied. And in studying, you must have learned that man is mortal, so you would have put the poison as far from yourself as possible, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
You're trying to trick me into giving away something. It won't work.
It has worked. You've given everything away. I know where the poison is.
Then make your choice.
I will, and I choose... What in the world can that be?
What? Where? I don't see anything.
Oh, well, I could have sworn I saw something. No matter.
What's so funny?
I'll tell you in a minute. First, let's drink. Me from my glass... And you from yours.
You guessed wrong.
You only think I guessed wrong. That's what's so funny. I switched glasses when your back was turned. Ha ha, you fool. You fell victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia. But only slightly less well known is this. Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
I'm in mine. Now the frightened are leaving it, everyone's weaving it, coming on strong all the time. All through the day, I'm in mine.
Things out I don't want.
I think you ought to turn around and go back to Miami.
You're a stuntman, huh?
Yeah.
You any good?
Am I any good?
Oh! 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 That's something
bad for a guy his size. I'll make you a deal. If you can get out of here before I take my coat off, I won't clean up the floor with you and mess up your pretty little costume.
You don't know me. You only think you do.
Boy was in the hallway drinking a glass of tea. From the other end of the hallway, a rhythm was generating. Another boy was sliding up the hallway. He merged perfectly with the hallway. He merged perfectly with the mirror in the hallway. The boy looked at Johnny. Johnny wanted to run, but the movie kept moving as planned. The boy took Johnny, he pressed him against a locker. He drove it in, he drove it home, he drove it deep in Johnny. The boy disappeared. Johnny fell on his knees, started crashing his head against a locker. Started crashing his head against a locker. Started laughing hysterically when suddenly Johnny gets a feeling. He's been surrounded by horses, 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 coming in all directions, white, shining, silver, studs with their nose in flames. He saw horses, 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 horses. Silken hair and found a stair, and I didn't waste time, I just walked right up and saw that up there there is a sea up there, there's a sea up there, there's a sea, sees the possibility, there's no land but the land.
is no just a sea, but the sea of possibilities no up there. Of the key is a wall of one possibilities.
Possibilities
up
one
there.
Possibilities
there are several walls.
Possibilities,
possibilities up there.
The first possibility is the sea around me. I'm standing there with my legs spread like a sailboat. I felt his hand on my knee on the screen, and I looked at Johnny and handed him a branch of coral flame in the heart of man. The waves were coming in like Arabian stallions, gradually lapping into seahorses. He picked up the blade and he pressed it against his smooth throat, spoon, and let it dip in the veins, dip in to the sea, to the sea of possibilities. Dip in,
it started hardening in my hand,
to the sea,
and I felt the arrows
of possibilities.
I put my hand inside his cranium.
Oh, we had such a brainiac, no more, but no more, no more. I gotta move from my mind to the area. Go, gotta go and do the what you see. Yeah, do the what you see. Do the what you see. Shot open, coiled snakes, white and shining, twirling. Too warm, too unbelievably smooth, like laying in the sea, in the sea.
No possibilities,
possibility was a blade, a shining.
I hold the key to the sea of possibilities. There's no man but the man.
Look at my hand, and there's a red stream. It went streaming. Sands, like fingers, like arteries,
sits between
like fingers,
the eyes of a horse,
laid, pressing it against his throat,
your eyes,
he opened his throat,
your
his
eyes,
vocal cords started shooting like
of a horse,
mad pituitary gland. So high,
my heart,
that nobody heard, no one heard that cry, no one
Johnny.
Heard the butterfly flapping in his throat, nobody
his
heard, he was on that bed, it was like
his
a sea of jelly, and so he
throat.
Seized, first his vocal cords
shot
up. Possibility
had
pituitary glands. It was a black tube. He felt himself disintegrate.
There was nothing happening.
Go inside the black tube. So when he looked out into
everything
deep,
like
saw this young thing. Sheets. There was a man dancing around to a simple rock and roll song.